You pray. You pray not to be found out. Every time. As soon as you come. Only afterwards does it occur to you to pray for the victims. The ones in the pictures. You pray not to want it. Only rarely do you pray for the strength to resist your desire. It was only a search for the next extreme during the years you spent not getting laid. You never had those feelings, except after hitting all the other kinds of extreme porn. Heavy S&M, bestiality, necro. But that stopped being true, didn't it? First, you stopped seeking the other extremes. Then you stopped looking for even normal porn. You started to forget sometimes where you even found the normal videos. You'd be at work or doing some other boring thing, and the image of a flat, golden chest or a smooth pink cunt would flash into your mind. Then came the first time your dick twitched seeing little girls in the street. You felt awful. You prayed for it to never happen again. You felt great. You knew you'd be edging all night to the sweet stuff. Your heroin. You came so hard now. When you looked at that stuff, you come so hard. When you look at that stuff, you could swear your dick gets bigger. And you know it shoots further. The cum seems to smell different, too. You feel like a royal animal. Demonic god. Until the fear hits. You started to eroticize the guilt. It ended for a year when you started seeing sex workers. You're so nice. You even call them sex workers. You're not a monster. You're not who you were when you used to call little girls veal. You thanked God for healing your sexuality. Every little thing about the women's bodies. The scent of them. The feel of their toned stomachs. Their tits in your mouth. The heat of their cunts. All seem to you signs of God's love. But some months you couldn't afford sex workers. And you started watching roleplay porn. And listening to audios. And then fantasizing without porn. And then looking for the borderline stuff. And then you were Mr. Hyde again. Swearing you'd never again let yourself be sober. You quit again. You felt clean. Until that time, you found an old, blurred picture of your sister in her swimsuit. She must have been about 6. You'd been throwing things out, preparing to move to a new place. Without thinking too much about it, you took your cock out and masturbated onto it. You told yourself it wasn't even the image. It was the gesture. A kind of existential thing. You were angry about a lot of things. This was just your angry gesture to the heavens. You came. It covered the photograph. You tore it up and threw it in the trash bag with the rest of the papers you were throwing out. You put that trash bag inside another. Nobody saw it. Except me. Why did you even take that photograph? Why did you keep it? You would have been 12 when you took it. Were you already evil at 12? It doesn't matter. You covered a picture of your little sister in cum. You will always be the person who did that. You will be that person if you live to be 100. You didn't do it because you were angry, or to touch bottom, or to make sure you'd never do it again, or any of that crap. Admit it. You did it because she was prime cunt. That's how you think now. You did it without a second thought. You're a predator. Now you're going to listen to me. You're going to do as I tell you. I wouldn't have given you these desires if I didn't want you to enjoy them. I wouldn't have made you capable of taking pleasure I didn't intend you to take, as well as give. Yes, I made you this way. Are you listening? I've listened to your prayers all these long years, and I've tried to give you hints along the way, but you were too fucking dumb to take them. You obviously need the direct approach, so here I am, answering your prayers. I am God, and I want you to rape little girls. Jailbait. Lolitas. Tweens. Princesses. Babies. Cover them in your stink. Consume them. Destroy them. Make it impossible for them to ever be normal. Their suffering will bring them closer to me. And your pleasure will bring you closer to my image. Go now, my son, and feast.